factor to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
Hey, y'all, it's Lewis over at the Capital Oyster Bar right down here on this beautiful Alabama River. If you hadn't ever been here, we're easy to get to right off of I-65. You take that North Boulevard exit, and then you take the Louisville Street exit at the bottom of the ramp, turn right and turn right and turn right again. That's three times. Follow it to the end of the road, you'll end up down on the river in the Capital Oyster Bar. Along the way, you'll pass our new RV resort. That's right. We got a campground down here. You can bring your camper and stay a night or a week or a month. We'll just be glad to have you come join us. Now, let's tell you about my schedule here. No live music this Sunday. That's right. So just come on down, eat some good food. We won't start live music again back in the middle of January. So Sunday afternoons will be open to anybody that just wants to come out and eat some good seafood. Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, we open at 11 o'clock. Saturday and Sunday at 12 noon. So you got all that information. We cook up fresh seafood. We've got a fryer, a steamer, a grill. We can figure it however you like it. Fresh seafood from the Gulf. So get down here soon. Check it all out at CapitalOysterBar.com or Facebook page. Y'all come on down here soon and come hungry. We'll be looking for you.
Central Alabama weather is unlike any other. That's why you need Jones Brothers. Central Alabama has trusted Jones Brothers for over 70 years for all roofing needs. Whether the weather left you with a single repair or it's time for a new roof, Jones Brothers will make sure the work is done right and you have a roof you'll love for years to come. Wanting to change your existing shingle roof to a beautiful, durable metal roof? Jones Brothers can do it. Call today for a free estimate and visit jbroof.com. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
Let's face it, we all get on the tight sometimes financially. A bill is due and there's too much month at the end of the money. Get the cash loan you need now without any loan applications at High Caliber Gun and Pawn in Prattville. Pawn your jewelry, electronics, tools, or equipment. Even sell your scrap gold to help you bridge between paydays. High Caliber Gun and Pawn can help you make it with a loan till payday. Looking to buy a handgun, hunting rifle, or shotgun? High Caliber Gun and Pawn has a huge selection with prices better than those at gun shows. They offer in-house and factory warranties are included on all firearms. And that don't mean just 7 days. Check out their huge selection of World War I, World War II, Vietnam, and U.S. military history items for sale. Active military, get your first transfer for free. So whether you're short on cash till payday and need a loan, or you're a gun enthusiast looking to buy a firearm, or just curious as to what they have to offer, head to High Caliber Gun and Pawn in Prattville today, just across from Prattville Farm Center. Get the cash or guns you need at High Caliber Gun and Pawn in Prattville.
It's Alabama's 200th birthday. 200 years of history all within reach. Visit the newly renovated Constitution Hall Park in Huntsville, where Alabama's history as a state began. Or learn from those who were here before that as you walk the trails and take in the artifacts at historic Moundville Archaeological Park. Start celebrating Alabama's bicentennial today at Alabama200.org. This message sponsored by the Bicentennial Commission, the Alabama Broadcasters Association, and this station.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Good news for the weekend. We're enjoying a brief break in between storm systems, and it's perfect timing. Tonight, partly cloudy, chilly, overnight low 41. Tomorrow should be a nice day. Mostly sunny, warmer, high in the upper 60s. That storm system on Monday needs to be watched, and we're keeping a close eye on it. Showers and thunderstorms developing, especially by Monday afternoon, Monday night. Some of the storms could possibly be severe. All modes of severe weather are possible. Stay on top of the action with our free weather app. Get it on your phone or tablet now. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather from the Blue Water Weather Center. This is Rich Thomas.
The views and opinions expressed on Clearing the Air are solely those of Terry Adams and other contributors. These views and opinions do not necessarily represent those of Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, its staff, or any advertisers.
Hey, welcome back. We're going to play some more of this video. It's almost done. A couple more segments. It'll be done, and then we'll open up calls, and we'll talk about some other stuff. A couple of things on my mind I want to talk about, too, is the fact that the powers that shouldn't be, they have immortality. what they want to do is, with 7 billion people on the planet, they want to get rid of 85 to 90% of us. If you look at the Georgia Guidestones, that's essentially the other side's Ten Commandments. It talks about keeping Earth in harmony with the people. There should be only, what, 500 million people here? And now there's 7 billion? Well, they're going to be getting rid of us, and because they want the resources, because they have immortality. However, what they don't have is everlasting life, and there's a huge difference. Christ promises us everlasting life, and by life I mean living, as in experiencing happiness, joy, all the different emotions we humans have, an imagination we humans have. That's everlasting life. And it's funny, there's an old Twilight Zone episode where a man is promised not everlasting life, but immortality. And there, as everything goes on, he gets so miserable that he tries to kill himself, and he can't. Now, keep in mind, there's a verse in the book of Revelation that says, men will seek death but not find it. I think that's what it's talking about. Because the devil's promising them immortality. Christ is promising us everlasting life. There's a huge, huge difference between the two. All right, let's get back into this.
45, the people were tired. In May 1945, America and Britain still had Japan to deal with. And if it hadn't been for the atomics, we'd have forced a very bloody war to try and take the Japanese mainland. Well, that's what everybody suggests. 1945, everybody was tired, and Britain's industrial might was completely and totally spent. It needed to be over. It was very easy to use that suicide, that cowardly way out in Berlin, as the final point to that long sentence that had been World War II for so many people. But again, although this appears to have been hidden and appears to have been a conspiracy to cover it up, what has amazed me is that historians haven't gone back and looked at the information that was published at the time, that was available to them at the time.
We have news reports about Baumgart, the pilot flying him out. We have Time magazine.
Yeah.
At the time.
Time magazine that interview a major, Ivan Nikitin, of the Soviet intelligence, army Soviet intelligence, who describes in the chancery, not in the bunker, but in the chancery in Hitler's private quarters, a concrete door that slid away to lead down to a tunnel that was connected to the underground railway network in Berlin. And the door to that tunnel into the underground is still there, as far as I know. I'm pretty sure it is. He also said that they'd found a piece of paper which was partially charred on the floor of the intermediate bunker, which he was sure was from Eva Braun, which said to her parents what they could read was that she'd be away and wouldn't be in contact with them for some time. Well, okay, even if you're a historian, shouldn't you mention these facts next to the fact that Hitler had committed suicide in the bunker? People heard the shot. People didn't hear the shot. People saw the bodies. People didn't see the bodies. People were there when the bodies were burnt. People were there when the bodies were taken and buried in the Chancellery Gardens. But this isn't what the Russians find when they arrive. They find Magda Goebbels and Joseph Goebbels partly burnt bodies. They've been burnt with petrol in the same way that Hitler and Eva Braun's bodies are supposedly incinerated with petrol. They find them, and they're recognizably Magda and Joseph Goebbels. They find the six bodies of the kids who they've murdered downstairs. They bring them out and they lay them out and they show them. They don't find anything that could have been Hitler or Eva Braun. I don't understand why generations now, and it is generations of historians, have simply accepted Hugh Trevor Roper's report without suggesting that Stalin didn't believe it. Or Marshal Zhukov, the commanding general in the area, didn't believe it. The people who Trevor Roper said he interviewed, one of them, who was the Luftwaffe, the Air Force attaché in the bunker, said after the war that he always laughed whenever he read The Last Days of Hitler, because Trevor Roper just produced the lies he told him.
One man's version of history, which is the version of history that certain people at the time liked to have in place.
Wanted to have in place. It's a little bit like Martin Bormann dying in Berlin. Again, this is something that has been brought up and fabricated again and again and again.
It's the official narrative. It gives closure to all these names and all these characters.
And people will say that that official narrative was given closure in Borman's case because DNA testing was done in the 90s on the remains that they'd found, after not having found them four times before in exactly the same place. And that DNA testing proved that the body they found was Martin Borman. Well, great, except the West German government tested against an 83-year-old relative of Martin Borman, who they refused to name. Borman had, what, 9 children, most of whom survived World War II? His son wouldn't accept the ashes or anything like that, because he said, how could I be convinced it's my father? We don't know anything about an 83-year-old relative. What we have to remember is that post-war, Germany was run by people who had gone home, taken off their SS uniforms or their Nazi Party uniforms, had put on their Hugo Boss suits, and had gone back to work. Denazification in Germany post-war is a myth.
BND, German intelligence.
German intelligence based
completely. How much Nazi pedigree is in the West German intelligence apparatus after the war?
It started with the Gehlen organization, the general who'd been in charge of intelligence gathering on the Eastern Front against the Russians. It was a huge coup for America and for Britain to have all this information about the Russians, who had suddenly become the real threat. Well, Germany was dead, you know, nailed Nazis. So now we needed a red threat. Somebody needed a red threat anyway. The Gehlen organization helped to create that red threat paranoia by passing over information that they had gathered on Russian involvement when they'd been fighting them. Gehlen also had a few names of quite senior American officials who were Soviet agents, which helped him smooth his path into it. His organization, which I think eventually extended something like 30,000 men, was known as the Gestapo Boys by British intelligence, because every single one of those officers had been either SS or Gestapo or Wehrmacht during World War II. They were all members of the Nazi Party, to a man. So that's the formation of the West German Intelligence Organization, the BND as it became known. It's interesting to note as well that the BND's employment policy is to give favoritism to the sons and daughters of operatives who've already served in the BND. So the second generation of West German intelligence were the sons and daughters of committed Nazis.
Do you think it's possible the Gestapo or remnants of the Gestapo are still active in Patagonia?
I think that there is a grown-up corporate organization that manages what is still one of the largest fortunes in existence. You know, people don't wander around wearing armbands, and they just don't. We've had people threatened, we've had witnesses threatened in Argentina. I think that a lot of the money is back in Europe, or back in Wall Street, or back in London. And hopefully they've lost a lot of it in the last 4 years, because God knows everybody else has.
Okay, we got one more little segment left, and we'll open up the phones, folks. So y'all come back with us in 3 very, very long, agonizing minutes. We'll be right back.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. With PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus Better Business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
Independent Glass has been your one-stop shop for all things glass since 1978. They offer a full range of architectural products, and they're armed with the knowledge and expertise to get even the most demanding job done, big or small. Attention to detail, 24-hour replacement services, and their uncompromising commitment to excellence is why Montgomery's first choice for all things glass is Independent Glass. Call them today at 263-2823 and learn more about what they can do for you at independentglassco.com.
Available now, it's another Bama half-off special. Fat Boys Barbecue Ranch in Prattville has $10 gift certificates for only $5 on BamaHalfOff.com. Locally owned and operated with a hometown family atmosphere, everything at Fat Boys Barbecue Ranch is made from scratch, including their original sauce, award-winning desserts, and their six meats slow-cooked over hickory hardwoods daily. Get your Bama half-off deal from Fat Boys Barbecue Ranch, available now while they last at BamaHalfOff.com.
Okay, welcome back to Clearing the Air. We're going to finish this thing up right now.
Apart from Bob Diamond and a few others. But I think that there is still a security organization that monitors people asking too many questions. They haven't come after me. They haven't come after Simon. But maybe we're not a threat. It doesn't really matter. You know, people will take this as another conspiracy theory. Bilderberg, Illuminati, aliens, reptiles, whatever. Dump us in with that lot. That way the real story won't be looked at. That way the information that we've brought out won't be examined properly. Make this a conspiracy theory. It'll go away. Well, Patrick, I'm sorry, it's not going to go away. The second book shows more information that was gathered at the time and goes into much further detail on the economic and financial implications of what happened at the end of World War II.
And you touch on Bilderberg in your next book.
Bilderberg's an important organization. It isn't a conspiracy theory either.
It's real.
But it's lumped in with the Illuminati and the reptiles.
It's very real.
The alien bases and all the rest of it. I haven't looked at it in detail. I fully intend to look at it in further detail, mainly because it was founded by Prince Bernhard of the Netherlands. And once an SS Nazi officer, always an SS Nazi officer.
Well, the book is The Grey Wolf. I've seen a few clips of your film. It's absolutely brilliant. And we look forward to seeing this film in the very near future. And I would like to thank our guest, Gerard Williams, who's the author of this fantastic book, one of the most fascinating reads you'll have come across in the last few years.
Wow, that was interesting. Guys, I have so many books. I'm thinking about trying to figure out a way to do like a Clearing the Air library where people that are interested in reading some of this stuff, we can, you know, start letting people borrow them. But we got to have some kind of time limit on it. But anyway, I have a lot of material. We need to do something like that. We also need to get together on a regular basis as time gets shorter and shorter. While I'm able, I would like to do that. What's y'all's take on this?
Oh, it's incredible. It's telling, and plus, it
goes into serious detail.
It does. It goes into a lot of detail.
Because we've talked about
and
this before.
Yes, we have.
But not to this extent.
Not to this extent. And you know, I've heard from all angles. I heard it from the Antarctica side. I've heard from the Buenos Aires, the Brazil side. I've heard it from the Patagonia side, but man, I mean, I've never heard it like this before.
Well, how far is it to Antarctica?
It's about 1,100 miles.
That's not bad.
No, it isn't.
No,
that's submarinable.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah, you know, it's ironic you asked me that because I just saw it yesterday. It was 1,100 miles. off the coast of South
Synchronicity,
America.
Synchronicity, yeah. Synchronicity.
Yeah.
Well, I believe there's something going on in Antarctica, obviously, because if you look at Operation High Jump, you know, he came back with his tail between his legs because they got their butts kicked down there by something.
Oh, yeah, they did.
Kind of technology, yeah.
And it has swastikas on the side of the flying saucers, yeah. or the craft.
Vermana or whatever they call them. Yeah, the craft. If you know, I've read Admiral Byrd's diary on here before, folks. If you get a chance, read it, because it's fascinating. His experience, what he saw down there, not during High Jump, but the reason they sent him back. But his original experience down there, him and his co-pilot, they report flying over a green field, and he saw a mammoth down there. And then these two craft, like Postman said, with swastikas on them, came over his radio and said, Admiral Byrd, do not be alarmed. We're going to take control of your ship, and we're going to land you. Some kind of tractor beam, whatever.
He
landed. They took him down inside the Earth because there is an opening at the top. He met with, and they called the guy the Elder, whoever he was, and really old guy. Byrd looked at the language. He said it looked Germanic, but it wasn't German. He didn't know what it was. But he was told to go back and get with every leader of every country on the planet and tell them to stop the nukes. Because, as he was told, we don't get involved with the stuff on the surface. You guys do whatever you want, but if you're going to start playing with nukes, we have to get involved. And you don't want us to, but we will. So when he came back, of course, he got debriefed. He was not allowed to talk to everybody, and they played the old national security. You've got us, you know, you're sworn to secrecy. You can't tell anybody about this. So he wrote it in a diary that was released after his death.
And you see, Antarctica corroborates the German story when they left Earth in 1938 and they went to the moon, and from the moon to Mars, and from Mars to the othermost points, you know, throughout the whole Milky Way,
mm-hmm.
And it corroborates the fact that that they did. They did join forces with ETs that were on Mars because they got in a war, and up there with them, and the Germans got defeated up there, and they didn't have no choice but to join the Draco faction. They had no choice.
Gotcha. Well, yeah. I know that they got a lot of their technology, and we were told this. Wernher von Braun said it came from elsewhere.
Yeah.
He wouldn't explain it, but he said it came from elsewhere, and he said not of this planet.
Yeah. And there's a confab on the dark side of the moon with a landing pad about a mile square. And the thing is, as a matter of fact, it's several landing pads. And several different types of starships, you know, can come in and land on that pad. And there's an actual place that's neutral, you know, where any species can go in. And, of course, you have to pay the piper when you get there.
Oh, I'm
you
sure.
Know. And because that's a place of commerce also. That's just like anything, any other place or any other hub that's in the galaxy. But anyway, there's no fighting, no nothing allowed up there. You know, because it's a place where you come in and you can rent a room, you can order whatever services you know you want to order, and that includes
children.
Yeah. And the thing is, you know, none of that nonsense goes on up there as far as fighting and carrying on, you know, because everybody wants that place to stay there because of where it is.
Should I read the letter, the email we got? Should I read that on there?
When you can.
Why not? Terry, how disappointing to hear you shilling for the Zionists. You and the Postman, despite all your thinking outside of the box, sure caved in on your endorsement and support of the fake Israeli Zionist, who, along with murder, rape, and theft of land from the Palestinian peoples, continue their occupation and expansion of their, quote, settlements. You guys who profess Christianity look the other way at these horrendous atrocities by these Eastern European and, in quotes, 84 air quotes, Jews, feigning to be the chosen people. Rubbish. You're on par with John Hagee and most of the televangelism types who hype a fake narrative on the subject. Sorry, but you disappointed greatly tonight. Be real or turn off the mics. How about that? Love that fan mail.
Yeah.
Love that fan mail. Nothing like it. And they're I tell you what, they are a steady bunch. They really are. They really are just a steady bunch of fans. You know, what you gonna do? Can't make everybody happy.
No, I can't.
Did y'all know that something really big hit and hadn't got much airplay about Afghanistan, what happened in Afghanistan? Freedom of Information Act stuff has come out, and believe it or not, you're going to find this hard to believe, but our government officials lied to us to get us into war in Afghanistan. Yes!
No.
This is absolutely everything we've been telling you is the truth, folks. And once again, we've been it's been proven true.
Well, we all know what the Afghanistan war was for.
It was for puppy plants. That's why our troops are over there with their M16s or whatever they use now, guarding the poppy plants so they could produce their heroin so that our government could bring it in. And
here's something that may not have considered. Okay, there's been a big crackdown on opioids.
Of course.
And doctors have quit prescribing.
So what are the ones that are hooked on it? What are they going to do now?
Well, I guess they're going to have to go get heroin.
Street drugs. Yeah, heroin. Where's the heroin coming from, Jason?
I don't know. Let me see here. Where do we have military and CIA operations right now? It's not the Congo. Where is it?
Starts with an A, ends with an N.
It's a whole
bunch of letters.
Yeah, Afghanistan.
You got it. Where in it? Exactly. Where does all the opium come from? The opiates come from?
Yeah, Afghanistan.
You better
there
believe
we go.
Well, you're forgetting about Vietnam, too.
Oh, yeah. Of course. They had the Golden Triangle and all that crap where they were putting the big bags of heroin or whatever inside of the soldiers' GI tracks, no pun intended, and bringing them back.
But they don't mess with China's.
No. Oh, heck no. Well, the British used to own China from all the opiate deals
right.
they set up
over. Yeah, but I think it's been turned back over to them now.
I would like to think so.
Yeah.
You know, if you're going to get your people hooked on drugs, then you should be the one doing it, not someone else.
Yeah, it's crazy that they got so many people hooked on opiates and then cut them off cold turkey. I mean,
what do you think's going to happen? If you've ever been down that road, and guys, I have. I have been down the opiate road. I have been down the methadone road and suddenly didn't have it. And you want to know what hell is? That's hell. Because you feel like you got the flu. You can't get motivated. You can't think. It's horrible. It's terrible. I wouldn't wish it on anybody.
Well, you're talking about something I don't know. I don't know jack about it.
You don't want to know about it. It's horrible. It's terrible.
Yeah.
I went and did a detox down in Florida where they put you in a hospital for 3 days and they run stuff through your system, IVs to flush the stuff out. You're out cold. You don't know anything. You know, when you wake up, supposedly it's all out of your system. Now, I've talked to doctors that go, that's a bunch of rubbish. That's impossible. I don't know, but it got me off methadone.
Hey,
2 weeks of pure hell afterwards, but I got off of it. So I'm not on any of that stuff now. Praise God for that. And if you're out there and you're doing that stuff right now and you don't think there's a way out, trust me, there is a way out. There is.
The sooner the better.
Yes. Please get off of it now. You don't have to do it. You really don't.
That's right.
Life's so much better when you're clean. Trust me on that. I know. All right, guys, let's hit this break. We're going to open up the phones, 272-9228, should you wish to call up in the Voice of the Rivers in Greg Budell Building, 272-9228. And otherwise, we'll be back. We'll be back regardless in 5 minutes, maybe.
This is C.C. Cole with Cole Plumbing. All of us at Cole Plumbing want to wish you and your family a Merry Christmas with a very special thanks to those who have used our services in the past year. Forget the political ills of the country. Remember the one born in Bethlehem on Christmas. Trust in him, and we will have a better future. After Christmas, the New Year's not far behind, so when plumbing problems arise, and they will, we can help you. Please give us a call at 279-8919. 279-8919. Many of our customers think we provide the best service, so we let them be the judge. Those that haven't used our service, we would love to have you give us a try. Again, from Cole Plumbing, we hope everyone has a wonderful Christmas and a prosperous new year. And don't forget the reason for the season.
Oh, hey, honey!
Did you forget a towel again?
Oh, thanks for the Arctic chill. I told you to wait to start the dishwasher. Ugh, this is becoming ridiculous. Planning what we can and can't do because we might run out of hot water.
You know, I've been hearing a lot about these tankless water heaters. Beth from down the street just got one from Headley Plumbing and she loves it. With 5 kids, she hasn't run out of hot water once. They can grab showers and she can do laundry and run the dishwasher without fear of the faucet blasting cold water on them.
Sounds too good to be true. And if it is true, I'm guessing Beth and Dan had to shell out a fortune for that thing.
Hardly. They're there are rebates available, it's fuel efficient and cost effective. I think it's time we call Headley Plumbing.
A step ahead of you, dear. Goodbye, cold showers. Hello, hot water.
You can say goodbye to clunky old water heaters that leak and leave you standing in a cold shower. Get a streamlined, tankless water heater with a longer life from Headley Plumbing. Call them today at 285-3667 or visit them online at headleyplumbing.com.
I try and I try and I just can't lose weight.
I've even tried workouts. I get nowhere except tired and depressed.
You need Dr. Summers Weight Loss Clinic. It's a medical weight loss clinic using medical science, not fad diets, to help you lose weight, keep it off, and stay healthy. I need someone to help me through. This is a major deal for me. Dr. Summers' solutions are determined by each patient's medical needs, weight loss goals, and other individual requirements. It's a personal program.
I need to feel better. Not always worn out, hungry, and tired.
You'll get one-on-one nutritional and exercise counseling. Dr. Summers also provides prescription appetite suppressants, B6 and B12 lipotropic injections, and most importantly, support to help you stay with your weight loss program.
I think I need Dr. Summers Weight Loss Clinic.
Yeah, we both need Dr. Summers.
Stop doing what doesn't work. Call the Weight Clinic in Prattville at 334-358-9262 or summersweightclinic.com. Dr. Summers Weight Loss Clinic.
Independent Glass has been your one-stop shop for all things glass since 1978. They offer a full range of architectural products, and they're armed with the knowledge and expertise to get even the most demanding job done, big or small. Attention to detail, 24-hour replacement services, and their uncompromising commitment to excellence is why Montgomery's first choice for all things glass is Independent Glass. Call them today at 263-2823 and learn more about what they can do for you at independentglassco.com.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m. The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Caravita Village. Tour the resort-style senior living community with options like companion suites or luxury 1, 2, and 3-bedroom private suites. Learn more at caravitavillage.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Good news for the weekend. We're enjoying a brief break in between storm systems, and it's perfect timing. Tonight, partly cloudy, chilly, overnight low 41. Tomorrow should be a nice day. Mostly sunny, warmer, high in the upper 60s. That storm system on Monday needs to be watched, and we're keeping a close eye on it. Showers and thunderstorms developing, especially by Monday afternoon, Monday night. Some of the storms could possibly be severe. All modes of severe weather are possible. Stay on top of the action with our free weather app. Get it on your phone or tablet now. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather from the Blue Water Weather Center. This is Rich Thomas.
Buying or building a new home comes with many difficult decisions. The mortgage process shouldn't be one of them. Let CBNS Bank's experienced mortgage lenders make the process easy. Visit a CBNS Bank office or cbsbank.com. All loans subject to credit approval. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Smithers, Turn on the surveillance monitors.
Yes, sir.
It's worse than I thought. Each morning at 9, they trickle through the gate. They go home early. They come in late. Reeking of cheap liquor, they stumble through the day. Never give a thought to honest work for honest pay. I know it shouldn't vex me. I shouldn't take it hard. I should ignore their capering with a kingly disregard. But
look at all those idiots.
Oh, look at all those.
An office full of morons.
A factory full of fools.
Is it any wonder?
And with that, we go to Sam. Hey, Sam.
Hey, Postman, Jason, it's always a pleasure to talk to you.
Yes, sir. Hey.
All right, man.
Yeah, and Terry.
Well, thank you. I'm last, but I'll take it.
I'm glad you're still on the air.
Thank you.
I've really been enjoying the show. I thought this was very timely. Every once in a while, you know, like I say, the hog will find that. You know, blind hog will find acre. This has been a very timely show. It has, man. With what we're seeing with the impeachment and crap, and the lies being thrown to us.
Nazis.
And I'm listening to this, and it just the parallels are just are mind-boggling.
They really are, aren't they?
I just wanted to share that, and I'm trying to think of a
I'm trying to think of the name that you used Thursday night. I'm drawing a blank. Which one was it?
Oh, Paris Hilton.
That's right, Paris Hilton.
Oh, man, that's hot. I was having some fun.
Yeah, and we were too. It was a good show. I enjoyed it.
Oh, yeah, man, that's it. And you know what? I pick up over the radio, it sounds like you have a good time. And those guys, they're upbeat. And
it's fun.
Yeah, it is. And they have good information, and it works out well for everyone.
It does. And I tell you, if I had some money, I would give it to David Ernest and let him invest it for me. I really would. He's good.
Yeah, I want to go out and get some money just so I could do that.
Yeah, I have a little money, not much, but I have some.
Listen, money's a good friend. They say the root of all evil, but still,
No. The love of money is the root of all evil, not money.
Ah, yeah, thank you. There we go. Like I said, money's a good friend. It's nice to have it. Yeah. Good companion. It'll solve many problems.
Yeah, it causes them too, buddy. Trust me.
I'll tell you a quick little funny. How about this?
All right, okay.
I solved a mystery today. Yes, a mystery, just like Nancy Drew. It was the mystery of the returning water puddle. Yes, every time I went in the kitchen, my feet got wet. And I was like, well, I finally put to Yeah, man, it took me half a day. But I know what I'm getting for Christmas. A brand new water heater. Yes.
Oh, well, you haven't lived until you've gone into your home and your ceiling, you see a black spot and there's water everywhere, I tell you.
Oh, man. That's what's so sad because, we're creatures of habit and we expect things a certain way.
Yep.
And all of a sudden there's this terrible nightmare and you're at a loss and you're looking at it. But anyway, this is minor. It was like having ants in the house. I just had to follow the trail back to the culprit and,
there you go.
That's part of good country living.
That's right. You follow that conga line, and you'll find where they're coming from.
There was one other thing I was sitting on. I got just a second.
Sure you do.
And I'm almost feel guilty about bringing this up because your show really is. Show really is good. But this is, I saw a bad movie this last week.
Yeah.
And I had my postman moment. But Hobbs and Shaw, the Rock's in it and a bunch of talent, and there's comedians, and action, and stunts, and, man, I'm expecting quite, it stunk, okay? It stunk. The whole rhythm of it, but what it did have, so I'm watching it, and there was this guy that had one, he was genetically and mechanically altered, super soldier, and his group working for him, he's promising them if they do a good job, they'll earn their augments, and that's nice Hollywood. And then about three quarters of the way in it, here comes The Rock for no reason out on screen. And he's got this T-shirt on with this massive, from all the way across his chest, number 7, a gothic block number 7. And I was like, looking at that, and I was like, look at that. I remember what Postman had said. The little thing.
It's always the little things. That's the important
stuff. Yeah, but it wasn't. Anybody who sees this crap movie, and I can't. Anyways, there was no hiding. It wasn't like some tiny. It was all the way across his chest.
In
massive.
Plain sight.
And there was no. It wasn't like a jersey or something. I have no idea. Yeah. It just there it was.
I know.
I just want to say I'm thank you for the show.
Thanks, Sam.
And I really enjoyed it. So.
Thanks, buddy.
Yeah, but I'll talk to y'all later.
See you.
All right. Yes, sir.
A woman, cranky because her husband was late coming home yet again, decided to leave him a note saying, "I've had enough and I have left you. Don't bother coming after me." She then hid that note under the bed to see his reaction. She then hid under the bed to watch his reaction. After a short while, the husband comes home. She could hear him in the kitchen before he comes into the bedroom. She could watch him walk towards the dresser and pick up the note. After a few minutes, he wrote something on it before picking up the phone and calling someone. "She's finally gone. Yeah, I know. It's about bloody time. I'm coming to see you. Put on that sexy French nighty. I love you, and I can't wait to see you. We'll do all those naughty things you like." He hung up, grabbed his keys, and left. She listened as the car drove off. She came out from under the bed, seething with rage and with tears in her eyes. And she grabbed the note to see what he wrote. And it said, "I can see your feet. We're out of bread. Be back in 5 minutes." Thank you, Bill Sellier, for sending me that and breaking the dark tone going on around here.
Oh, man.
Yeah, and that stuff good. Happens.
That was a good
one.
You
know it does. Yeah,
it is.
I love Bill Sellier. He's a good guy, good friend, too. He used to be in radio. I really did, yeah.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Yeah, he did. I like Bill. He's a good guy. Let's get into a little, well, I found this story, and this is, well, it kind of goes with where we're headed right now. U.S. Naval Academy now offers Satanic Temple Study Group for midshipmen.
What?
U.S. Navy Academy in Annapolis, Maryland, one of the most prestigious educational institutions in our country, is now offering its midshipmen students who are interested in a study group based on the teachings of the Satanic Temple. A group of midshipmen with beliefs aligned with those practiced by the Satanic Temple requested a space where they could assemble to discuss and share their common beliefs, said Academy spokeswoman Commander Alana Garris in a statement. This is from the Military Times. This isn't conspiracy. The Academy has since provided room for that purpose, according to the AP. So they put up a statue of Baphomet, commissioned by the Satanic Temple. Can you believe this?
Wow. That's a testament to what's coming, folks.
Exactly, folks.
He's coming. Yeah. I mean, I'm not giving him any credence, but he's coming.
He is coming. And I'm telling you, and I keep saying this every show. We're following the exact same path ancient Israel followed. Things that have been hidden in the darkness that were not allowed to be out. Once they kicked God out, Baal worship came in to take its place, because that void will not remain empty long. Baal worship came. Next thing you know, the stuff that had been hidden in the darkness, first it became accepted, and then it became mandated. We're talking homosexual acts in the temple, the Holy of Holies.
Yes.
That's where it ended up. What do you think happened to ancient Israel when they did that? God destroyed them. What do you think is going to happen to this country? God's going to destroy America, because America is Babylon in the Bible. We're following the Babylonian system. It's a fact, folks. It kills me when people go, well, America's not an end time prophecy. Yes, it is. We are the new Babylon. I'm not the only one saying that. But of course, what do I know? I'm shilling for those Zionists. You know how it goes.
You Zionist shill.
That's me. I'm a Zionist shill.
How dare you?
Where did that come from?
Greta Thunberg.
Greta Thunberg.
Oh, God. Isn't she like Time Magazine's Woman of the Year or something?
Or
didn't she just
teenager,
get that?
Yeah.
Yes. Well, you know, Adolf Hitler got that, too. A bunch of people, who nefarious people, wound up with that title, so it doesn't mean anything.
How dare you?
How dare you?
I should be rubbing Biden's leg and bouncing on his lap. And instead, I'm here scolding you.
These people are crazy. They're absolutely insane, you know? To think that climate change, this is wealth redistribution. This is, we talked about this Thursday night on David's show, too. We had somebody call who has a YouTube channel called The 3%, I think's what he said. And I think I've sent him some messages trying to hook up with him. I never got a response. But he was talking about the Green New Deal is Agenda 2030. Yes, it is. Yeah. It's exactly the same. We've talked about that.
Yeah. I joke about Greta, but
she's being used.
It's not right. Yeah, because the girl ain't right in the head, and she's been manipulated and brainwashed.
And she may be a victim in other ways that we don't know about.
Oh, yeah.
It would not surprise me. Hey.
Might have to hit a break, though.
Hey, caller, you on there?
Hello?
Hello. Okay, had your shot. All right, let's hit this three-minute break. We'll be back in three long, agonizing minutes.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group with your updated fall real estate market report for the River Region. So far this year, the MLS has reported over 4,300 closings of residential properties. The average sales price for these sales was $180,000. So far this year, 50% of these sales took place in the first 60 days of a house on the market. There is a lack of supply of homes for sale in the 120 to 180 price range because this is a first-time homebuyer price range, so houses sell faster in these price ranges. This shows that a better economy and lower unemployment leads to increased sales for the River Region. This also allows sellers in these price ranges to find a new home without worrying about selling their present home. Here at the Goodson Group, we specialize in selling existing homes in these price ranges and being able to market them for sale effectively. For an updated market report on your home, call Bo Goodson at the Goodson Group, 551-0225, or email me personally at bogoodson@charter.net.
This is C.C. Cole with Cole Plumbing. All of us at Cole Plumbing want to wish you and your family a Merry Christmas with a very special thanks to those who have used our services this past year. Forget the political ills of the country. Remember the one born in Bethlehem on Christmas. Trust in him, and we will have a better future. After Christmas, the New Year's not far behind, so when plumbing problems arise, and they will, we can help you. Please give us a call at 279-8919. 279-8919. Many of our customers think we provide the best service, so we let them be the judge. Those that haven't used our service, we would love to have you give us a try. Again, from Cole Plumbing, we hope everyone has a wonderful Christmas and a prosperous new year. And don't forget the reason for the season.
Army National Guard is about more than just serving your country. It's about being there for your community when your neighbors need you most. The Army National Guard makes college affordable. Serving part-time lets you attend school full-time while you take advantage of education benefits that can help you graduate debt-free. If a civilian career is your goal, serving part-time allows you to work at a full-time job. The skills, qualities, and contacts you'll develop in the Guard can open doors to a great civilian career. Want to serve but worried about being away from friends and family? Part-time service in the Army National Guard allows you to serve close to home. Serving in the Army National Guard lets you have the life you want while you enjoy the many benefits of serving your community and nation. You owe it to yourself to learn more about how the Army National Guard can fit into your life. Visit NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Alabama Army National Guard. Aired by the Alabama Broadcasters Association and this station.
Welcome back to the program. One of my favorite researchers is a guy named Makia Freeman. He writes for the his own site called the Freeman Freedom Articles. I found this one this week. Who created Facebook? New letter from alleged insider claims Zuckerberg is a frontman for military intelligence. That makes a lot of sense. Many people have wondered about the true origins of the social media giant, which has gone from a Harvard startup to the company with almost the most users in the entire world, 2.38 billion. And that was as of the first quarter of this year. That's an astonishing figure, which is inching its way to one-third of the entire global population. Are we supposed to believe that the geek genius cover story that's used so often to describe the origins of big tech Silicon Valley companies? Or is there something more to the story? Well, there's a lot about Zuckerberg you have to understand. He did not create Facebook, but was chosen as a frontman to make the military surveillance social media network go public. But Zuckerberg was also involved in CIA mind control programs as a child. Zuckerberg has many military intelligence complex handlers behind him who are controlling him and telling him exactly what to do. Zuckerberg stole code by hacking into the email account of the son of Michael McKibben, owner of Leader Technologies and the real inventor of scalable social media. Michael has emailed his son Max the white papers written to describe the new invention. It's unreal. Also, Zuckerberg is unable to write code. So just the thought that he came up with this is an absurd lie. And we have a call. Hey, caller, you on there?
Hey, T.A., here's Jimmy.
Hey, Jimmy. How are you?
How goes it? Good. How about you?
Hanging in there, man, like a rusty fish hook. How about you?
I've been listening to your program, right? This Gerard Williams.
Mm-hmm.
He plagiarized a lot of Harry Cooper's work.
It wouldn't surprise me. Cooper did a lot of good work on Hitler.
And still working on it. He has found Hitler had a child by Goebbels' wife. He's found her daughter down there in South America.
Oh, wow. That wouldn't surprise me either.
Are you familiar with the book Critical Mass?
Yes. I've heard of it. I haven't read it.
Well, this guy's name is Carter Hydrick.
Mm-hmm.
He makes a good case of it, that Borman gave enriched uranium to the Americans to make the atomic bomb.
Yes. I've heard that, and I've also heard that we captured a Nazi submarine that was loaded with that stuff, too. So,
well, a few years ago in Germany, they found about 150 barrels in a cave that had been enriched.
Yes.
And they gave it to the Americans. That was Hitler's and Bormann's ticket out of Germany.
Mm, wow. I didn't know that part of it. That makes sense.
Yeah, it does make sense.
Yes, it does.
Funny, when I turned on your program tonight, they got Hitler's Last Testament written on a tomato bubble yesterday.
Really?
Yeah. He did. Wait a minute. Oh, hell, I think I lost it.
Oh, no.
It happens, man. It happens. Yeah. Believe me, I lose so much. I spend most of my time looking at this.
Third paragraph. It is untrue that I or anyone else in Germany wanted the war in 1939. It was desired and instigated completely by those international statesmen who are either Jewish descent or work for Jewish interests.
Hmm.
And he's right on the money.
Yeah. Wow.
You know who Bernard Baruch was, don't you?
No, I don't think so.
You don't? You never heard of Bernard Baruch?
I don't think so.
Good friends of Roosevelt. He was the richest man on Wall Street.
Hmm.
In his memoirs, he wrote, "I emphasize to British leaders that the defeat of Germany and Japan and their elimination from world trade would give Britain a tremendous opportunity to swell their foreign commerce in both volume and profit."
Wow.
That's what the war was all about, was getting rid of Germany because the British Empire couldn't compete with them.
Yeah, I agree. Most of the world couldn't. They were amazing, strong. And what Hitler did was incredible. He had a lot of help, but what he did still was incredible. Germany was incredible.
Don't you think he turned on the international bankers?
Yes.
When he kicked them out?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And that's suddenly when he became victim, they character assassinated him in a major, major way. Not that he needed a ton of help, but that did it. That's what cemented the war against him.
Yeah, I know. That book you wrote, I don't speak German, but I know guys read part of it.
Mein Kampf?
Yeah, Mein Kampf. He says, in one place in there, he says, Rothschilds, enough.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. I have the book. Yes.
Can you read German?
Mine's an American.
Oh, it is?
Yeah, it's been translated.
Oh, I didn't know you could buy. I didn't know if you get it in America.
Yes, I have it in American. I can read German, but I have it in American.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff about World War II we were taught. They're just outright lies. I mean.
Well, the thing is, Jimmy, if you read Mein Kampf, it should be no big surprise what Hitler did, because he said he was going to do it. He put all his beliefs in that book, and it's just like Obama. He wrote that book, and if you read the book, anything Obama did should not surprise you.
Mm-mm.
You know, same with Mein Kampf. You know, Hitler laid it all out, what he thought was the right and wrong, and he went about eradicating the wrong as he believed. So it shouldn't be a surprise to anyone that he did what he did. He said he was going to do it. You know?
Yeah, I think America could be the great mystery of Babylon.
We are.
With all this Babylonian money we got.
Absolutely. We are running the Babylonian system, which is the same.
They're going to suck this country dry and break it.
Yeah, they are. It's coming.
Just like they did Germany. They're just doing it in a different way, and it's the same group of people.
You're absolutely right. It's the same money changers that Jesus ran out of the temple.
That's
same
exactly right.
Same people, same bloodlines.
You're exactly right on the money,
yep.
My friend.
You are.
All right, good program. I'll listen to the rest of it.
Thanks, Jimmy. Take care, buddy.
All right.
See. Yeah, the money changers. And the cool thing about that story is Jesus didn't lose it. He calmly sat down, and the Bible says he fashioned a whip out of cords. Then he went in, got mad, and ran the people out of his temple. The same, by the way, the money changers, they're the same ones that run the Federal Reserve. It's not federal. We talked about this Thursday night on David's show. It's not federal, nor does it have any reserves. What it has is our birth certificates backing it. That's what's backing the Federal Reserve. Your potential for labor is what backs the Federal Reserve. Look it up.
And some metal dies to make plates.
Yeah.
And a printing press.
That's all. That's how much they have in it. Strokes of a keyboard.
Yeah. And some cotton paper.
Yeah, that's it.
Maybe that's part of what JFK was talking about when he was going to...
The conspiracy he was talking about?
Yeah, talking about the plan to enslave every man, woman, and child.
Mm-hmm. We are in financial servitude right now.
That's what he's talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's exactly what he's talking about.
We are in every one of we talked about this on David Ernest's show Thursday night. We're all in financial servitude.
Yes, we're all slaves. I guess technically you are, because even if you're not working and paying taxes,
you're never going to get out of this.
You're accepting.
You're never going to get out of this. There is no way right now that you could become one of them. There's no way, unless they chose you, that you could come up with some great invention and suddenly become a multimillionaire or billionaire. Yeah. It's not going to happen.
Yeah.
It's impossible.
Yeah. But income tax is involuntary servitude.
It is. It's not a law.
Yeah.
It was created to take money to make sure the Federal Reserve got its illegal fair share or its unfair share from us.
Yeah.
And these days, if you were to come up with something that they've already invented and they already using it, I didn't, and if they're already using it, I didn't speak secret space program, just using it and
will they kill you?
Well, some kind of military application. You will not make it through the patent office.
No, they'll hold the patent.
Yeah, they'll actually take it and probably get rid of you.
Probably,
you know, because it'll probably cost them to lose money if it were to reach the market.
Yes, and there's a really good John Rappaport, who's actually been a guest on our show. He's the one that says 5,000 inventions are in limbo and under top secret orders at the U.S. Patent Office. This is an article that was written in 2018, and he's absolutely right. For decades, people have been accusing the government of hiding advanced technology. Here we have a serious clue. Something in the record and on the record. It's only a very small piece of the puzzle, but it's a very potent piece. The world is waking up to censorship of information by the press, by corporations, and by the government. Here we have what amounts to a U.S. government policy of censoring certain inventions and groundbreaking inventions. How many of these 5,000-plus patents, if granted, would be game changers for planet Earth? Who knows? Well, buckle up. Here we go. From the Federation of American Scientists, Secrecy News, October 21st, 2010. Invention secrecy still going strong. There were 5,135 inventions that were under secrecy orders at the end of fiscal year 2010. The U.S. Patent and Trademark Office told Secrecy News. That's a 1% rise over the year prior and the highest total in more than a decade. Under the Invention Secrecy Act, I'd never heard of this, of 1951, patent applications on new inventions can be subject to secrecy orders restricting their publication if government agencies believe that disclosure would be, quote, detrimental to the national security of the United States of America.
No, that'd be devastating to their pocket.
Bingo.
Well, that's what they meant.
Yeah.
The current list of technology areas that's used to screen patent applications for possible restriction under the Invention Secrecy Act is not publicly available and has been denied under the Freedom of Information Act. They've appealed, but they're never going to get that.
I talked to a guy once early in my career, you know, when I was a literal postman. He had the plans to market a thermal barnacle remover.
Yeah, that makes perfect sense.
Thermal.
Yeah.
Okay. The ship didn't have to be in dry dock. The carrier could still be on the high seas.
You say thermal. Where does the heat come from?
He told me.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because you know you can take a now I'm drawing a blank. You can take the thing they use in the little coolers and stuff you put in your car. You put 12 volts to it. One side gets hot. One side gets cold. It works the other way. If you take one of those and you stick it on your fireplace, the heat will make it put out electricity. So when you give it electricity, it puts out heat, or you can do it the other way. You put heat to it, it puts out electricity.
Yeah. He told me underwater didn't make a difference on this thing. And that's what a barn.